makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio.
Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
I've got strategies, I've got strategies for living.
Strategies for living radio.
Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need those strategies. If we're living, and we are.
Last I checked.
Yeah, we need those strategies. Strategies for a living. So are you ready? You're ready for your daily dose of radio rehab. Here we are on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is psychotherapist PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, I feel the shift.
Do you feel the shift? Have you felt the shift?
I really do. You know,
I feel it majorly. I think I'm pretty sensitive.
Well, this kind of happens to me with the change of the seasons, and you know, and I can kind of count on it, especially when you know, when fall begins the turning into winter.
When we finally get our little cold peeping.
Yeah, and I feel it again, winter to spring. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm alone, but you know, I really do feel the shift.
Yeah.
And, major. My body, is more susceptible to, I even hesitate to call them colds because they're not really colds.
No, but all of the changes in our environment, both externally and indoors, because we turn on the dry heat.
Yep.
Right. And we're more indoors. We're not exposed to sun, all of those things make changes to our immune system's ability to function.
Yep.
Naturally.
Yep.
So yeah, it does actually make you a little more susceptible. That's why people tend to say, oh, it's just the season for colds and flu and all of that. Well,
so why don't we talk a little bit this evening about winter wellness, how we can stay happy and healthy going into these colder months now, you know,
because a lot of people with the lack of sun also experience a lot of mental
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. The shift does things to us both physically and emotionally. So we'll talk about that this evening here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you for being with us, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible: the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment, we're going to talk winter wellness and staying healthy and happy during the colder months. Talking about it today, right here on Strategies for Living. Don't go away.
Snowflakes falling all around, joyful hearts where love is found. Tune in now and take a seat. Strategies for life complete. Light the fire and gather near. Healthy mind and all that's dear. Body, spirit, relationships. Warm advice on wintry tips. Winter's bright glow brings us cheer.
Well, that kind of falls together, right?
That slid right in.
Yeah.
I made that one last night.
Obviously, you were anticipating what we were going to talk about today.
I didn't even know consciously. Somebody in there was.
Somebody was active.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and I don't know, you know, how many people are like me, but I definitely am feeling that shift from summer to fall to winter. I guess now technically it's the I'm feeling the fall to winter. Are we officially in winter?
We are not technically in meteorological winter until the solstice.
Okay.
However, technically right now we are in late autumn.
Yep.
But our bodies are responding to the increasing darkness.
Yeah, it's not like flipping a switch. It goes on a spectrum. So mm-hmm. It goes, you know, our bodies respond.
You know, it's always been interesting to me that as soon as winter meteorologically starts, the days actually begin to come back.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the amount of light we get,
it begins
to increase. So actually we are entering the darkest part of the year.
Yeah, because the winter solstice, which is actually what, the 22nd of December.
I think it's the 21st this
21st,
year.
Okay.
I mean, it varies from year to year based on when we get the shortest day.
But that winter solstice is the shortest day of the year.
Right.
Right. In terms of
it's hours of daylight.
Hours of daylight. We've got the least amount of darkness. Least amount of light that we're going to have all year long.
On the solstice.
So, we want to focus in on how do we stay healthy? How do we stay happy during these colder months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, and you mentioned, you know, the immune system. So let's begin by talking physical wellness.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know that we emphasize and talk collectively enough about the immune system.
No, I would agree with you.
Because it's a miracle. We have on board, we have this system within mm-hmm. us that if we could just see, if we could somehow see all of the pathogens, all of the germs, all of the bacteria, all the
viruses,
all the stuff around us.
Yeah.
If we could perceive it, and obviously we can't because, you know, we don't walk around with a microscope. And even if we did walk around with a microscope, a lot of this stuff is so minute that a regular microscope couldn't pick it
up. Not only that, but it's integrated into our very being. Like, you know, we're all carrying it all the time.
Right. But my point is that our immune system mm-hmm. doesn't worry about it. For the most part, it just handles it.
Right.
I'll never forget many years ago, I was interviewing mm-hmm. on the program here, I was interviewing a renowned cancer doctor, and he had written a book about dealing with cancer, he and his wife.
Right.
His wife was a social worker. And he was answering, he was a very smart guy, and he was answering a question, and he, just as an aside, he said, "We all have cancer."
Mm-hmm.
And I let him finish answering the question, and I came back and I said, "Doc, I think I must have misheard you. You said, I think I heard you say we all have cancer." He said, "Yeah, if you define cancer as mm-hmm. cancerous cells in our body," he said, 100% of us have cancer cells in our body. But he said, for the majority of us, our immune system just routinely handles it.
Right.
He says, what is diagnosed as quote unquote cancer is when the cancer cells within our body are overrun they overrun our immune system, so our immune system can't keep up.
Yeah.
And so that underscored for me, that conversation, you know, underscored for me the importance of learning everything we can about this phenomenal, miraculous system
that's within all of us.
Yeah, that's built in.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to eat right, and we learn this back in school, you know. But I don't know, that may be getting harder and harder to do because
it is a
nutrient rich diet, and certainly one that contains enough of all the vitamins, especially vitamin C. is extremely important, you know, to maintain
I would say
our immune system.
At this point in the season, in the year, C and D are very important because we're not being as exposed to the sun as we are.
Right. Shorter days, shorter amounts of sunlight.
Even if you do work outside, you are actually getting less hours of sun than you usually would.
So even if you don't supplement all year long, you may want to consider supplementing with D vitamins, you know, during the winter months.
Right.
And
not just for your immune system, but also for your mental health and your emotional health, because we know that D also helps with
absolutely
the symptoms of
and seasonal affective. Let me say this, and I say this with all respect to I think the you know, what we have available to us going to our health food stores and our vitamins. We can go to the shelf. I love going to you know, Vitamins Plus within Drug Emporium, or any health food store.
Sunshine.
And I'll hang around. You know, I love to go down the aisles and look at, you know, all of the different vitamins and minerals and nutrients that are available to us. Having said that, the very best source of that is the food we eat.
Yes.
So if absolutely we can research, where do we get natural C? Where do we get natural
citrus
vitamin
fruits,
D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another interesting point here seasonally, right, is as we shift into the cold, our appetite is actually likely to increase because our body is needing and requiring more energy to keep us warm and to keep us functioning
right
at the same level.
Right.
And so we might find ourselves wanting to eat more, but I think it's important that when we recognize that, we try to eat more nutrient dense if we can.
Yeah.
Especially during the season. And, you know, some people have these, there are studies out there about seasonal eating patterns that our body actually needs different nutrients throughout the year based on the season, right? And our exposure to different elements and the light.
Right.
Right.
Right. And as you're talking, I'm just grabbing the bottle of water between
which,
us.
Which, by the way, I have dosed with.
You've dosed with extra electrolytes.
That's it, electrolytes.
And why is that important?
Well, electrolytes keep us. They by definition, right, are molecules that conduct electricity.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our bodies are electromagnetic, right?
Absolutely, right. And so even if we're drinking water all the time, which I have a habit of doing, if we don't have the electrolytes to help pull the water into our cells, I mean, that's part of their job, is the electrolytes pull the water into the cells. They're like little carriers.
Right.
And so if you're just drinking water, plain water, it has the tendency to just flush through you, whereas if you add the electrolytes, they're more likely to get into the cells and do what they're meant to do.
You mentioned our heating systems a few minutes ago. One of the things that we may not be aware of as we, you know, as our heating systems kick on and are more active during the cold months, it kind of zaps the hydration from
right
us.
Dehydration is a bigger problem.
Right. So, you know, you may want to, you know, figure out ways to drink more. And the best thing you can do is pure water. Is pure water. And there's all kinds of, you know, we kept
another interesting addition to the idea that we're inside in the dry heat that zaps out the water is there's also something called cold-induced diuresis. Okay.
Okay.
Which simply means that the body tends to produce more urine in cold weather.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so we've got like a triple whammy on us.
I kind of noticed that, but I just thought it was because I was old.
No, I mean, there is a seasonal shift.
Yeah, kind of noticed that.
Well, and that's in response to higher blood pressure.
That may be,
we need
that may be a bit too much information to share with listeners. Maybe nobody wants to know that. You know, we're indoors, and it's also more of a challenge to stay active indoors. You know, I mean, we're going to be inside more, and there's my easy chair, right?
Right.
So I just have this, okay, well, it's just so easy. But we may want to think about, well, what can we do? What could I do even in my easy chair to stay more active? Mm-hmm. Maybe some resistance training, maybe even yoga?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chair yoga.
Yeah. And, and of course, outdoor activities in the winter, taking a brisk walk or hiking or out getting the fresh air mm-hmm. as you can. You may not want to stay out there for long periods of time.
And make sure you're like you do in the
spring
dressed,
or summer.
Right?
Yeah. Make sure that you're protected, but, getting what you can and, a brisk walk might be better for you than anything else. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, because this is, cold and flu season, it's more active. I want to talk a little bit about that and then shift into our mental care.
Yes.
During these winter months. Can we do that?
Sounds good.
We're talking about today on Strategies for Living. We're talking about the winter wellness and the importance of taking care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit. Mm. We'll be back and continue our discussion right here on Strategies. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Better already.
Good.
Yeah.
I guess we're done. See
yeah,
you
there you go. Welcome, folks. Welcome back into 101.7 FM 710 Kiel and Strategies for Living with a little jingle along the way. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're talking about the importance today of winter wellness.
I think it's a very important topic because I think in this world, where we go, we don't stop.
Yeah.
We can really forget to honor the natural cycles of life, not just in nature, but within ourselves, because we are nature, right?
Absolutely. And absolutely.
I've always found it kind of jarring, personally, that towards the end of the year when, at this time of the year, when my body naturally wants to slow down.
Yep.
A lot of the chaos, if you will, of the holiday stirs up and says, you got to go, you got to go.
You got to go, you got to move, you got to go, you got to go do this, you got to take care of this.
Right.
You got list to accomplish.
Right.
You know?
It's almost like we're trying to go counter to our natural
needs. Rhythm. Yeah. I think we, our ego self does that a lot and presents a lot of that to us. And, you know, I would just say, as we get into the mental part of this, give yourself permission to say no to things that you need to say no to. It's okay.
Yeah.
Give yourself that permission. Before we get totally through with the physical part of this, Lauren, though, we mentioned this is cold and flu season. And, of course, you know, everybody's got to decide what you want to do. There are the flu vaccines that are available to us. Everybody needs to decide, you know, how they're going to handle that. There's also the for some people that are more vulnerable, the RSV vaccines are out there. Of course, the COVID vaccines continue to be out and available. So everybody's got to decide.
Yeah, what's best.
You know,
for
what's
my
best
body.
For you, and you know your body better than anybody else. And I would encourage, you know, I would encourage everyone listening to talk to their family physician about this. Consult your family physician and, you know, have a conversation with him or her, and then make a personal choice, make a personal decision for you. Now, I think also during this time, you know, and this may seem, well, you know, that's, of course, we want to be mindful of things like hand washing. But, you know, I don't think I'm conscious, you know, as conscious as I need to be about, you know, hand washing.
It's always worth bringing back the mundane little things up to your conscious awareness just as a reminder, because they do. They slip under the cracks as a daily, you know.
It's so important. And, you know, of course it's important to wash your hands before you eat. Think about what happens. Your hands get closer to your face. So if you haven't washed your hands, whatever germs you've picked up that are there are coming closer to your to your mouth and nose, right? And can come in.
We had to watch a video every year at school. I don't know what it was called at all, but we had, around this time of year, actually, we had to watch it. You know, a person sneezed on their hand.
Yep.
And the little germs are animated, and they sing a little song when they multiply.
Okay.
So, you know, the person sneezes on their hand, and
the
they start singing because they're multiplying, and they get on the doorknob, and then, anyway.
I
always think about that. It worked.
So, you know, and yeah, and maybe that made you more conscious during that time of not only washing your hands, but also how much you inadvertently maybe touch your face, you know.
Yep.
Even in between when we eat, because we, at the unconscious level, we do that, you know. We may stroke our chin, or, you know, we may put our hand in front of our face and not think anything about it.
Right.
You know, and not relate that, okay, well, how much am I taking in? How much of the nasty stuff am I taking in there?
Right.
You know, again, there's a lot that you can do. There's a lot available to you, but I would challenge all of us to increase our awareness of keeping our immune system healthy and what other preventative measures that we can, you know, that we can do, that we can learn about. There's that's the wonderful information time that we live in.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of available help. You know, shifting into the mental part of this.
Yep.
Some people really have an issue during this period of lower light.
Yes.
They have a problem with something called SAD.
Yes.
SAD. seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So it actually is, it's a feeling of sadness, right? Actually, it's kind of true to what it says,
right.
Sad.
Right.
But it's due to, as you said, reduced sunlight exposure, but because that lowers your serotonin levels.
Mm. Okay.
And so, which is one of the main happy chemicals that we have, right?
Right. Right.
And so you're not going, if you're not producing as much serotonin as you're used to, you may feel a little lower.
Right.
And some people are more affected than others. Another hormone that I think probably contributes to this is melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as we're getting less light, our bodies are naturally going to produce more melatonin because melatonin is produced light dependently produced.
Right.
When it gets dark, we produce melatonin naturally.
Now, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do. Again, vitamin D is important here.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you have a propensity towards seasonal affective disorder, there's something as simple as, a type of light.
Yes.
That you can actually buy. It's full spectrum lighting.
Yes.
Is what it is. And I think it's, you know, you can certainly order them online. You can order them on, you know, at Amazon or HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com, and likely they have them in the store too. I'm not 100% sure about that. But full spectrum lighting, and you can get a full spectrum light bulb and substitute it as a bulb in, let's say, a regular lamp that you use routinely for reading. You know, so you're taking and substituting a full spectrum light bulb into that. And, you know, as you're reading or you're doing something that's healthy for your mind like that, you're also doing something healthy for your body and getting the full spectrum lighting. It's the bulbs are a little more expensive,
sure,
than the normal light bulbs,
mm-hmm,
but they're certainly worth it,
yeah,
to supplement light into full spectrum light, like the light we get from the sun.
Yeah.
It's not 100%.
It's not going
to be 100% the same, but it'll be better than the normal light bulbs that we sit under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also recommend any other type of serotonin boosting activity, you know, and that would be exercise, making sure you get enough sleep, and what you eat too.
Right. Right.
Eating really nutrient dense things that contain, I guess, in particular, tryptophan,
yep,
right? Because,
yep,
that would be on the line to producing serotonin, but also vitamin B6 helps in that,
right,
production of serotonin, and complex carbs.
Okay.
Not simple carbs.
I think it's also important to manage your connections, your social connections. You know, during the holiday season, some of us get worn out by, you know, going here and going there. And, you know, that's...
I think we also have a tendency to isolate during the winter.
Some of us do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one, because it's a natural tendency, but also because it's colder and maybe we're not wanting to get out as much,
right,
anymore, right?
So, I mean, be aware of the risk of isolation.
Well, the good news is we've got a lot of technology now to help with that.
Yes.
In terms of being able to call or to video chat.
We can connect by Zoom,
right,
or some other, you know, means like that, where, you know, you can actually see one another,
mm-hmm,
talk to one another, see one another, stay more connected with one another, friends and family members alike.
And of, yeah, course, at this time of year, if you are able to get out, there's definitely going to be a lot more volunteering and community service type events available for you to, you know, really reach out and feel more connected.
Absolutely. And you know, don't forget the importance of self-care. Things like, you know, meditation, centering prayer, any kind of mindfulness practice like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be as easy. I know we sound like a broken record sometimes, but gratitude, keeping a gratitude journal. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're doing double duty there. You're doing gratitude and journaling.
Right. And again, you know, the challenge during this time of year is there is, for most of us, lots more stuff to juggle. So, you know, take care of yourself. Give yourself breaks from holiday stress by, you know, adding in some calming activities. A good Epsom salt bath for yourself, or going and getting yourself from a library or from Barnes and Noble a good book.
Or if you've got a fireplace, sitting and starting and watching the fire.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know, maybe you've got some other
Or a bonfire hobby. Outside.
There you go.
Or a hobby. Yes.
There you go. We're talking about how do we maintain winter wellness, staying happy and healthy during the colder months that we have entered into. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong.
Yes, we do need them, and here we are. Thank you for being here with us on 101.7 FM and 710 KEEL. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, on Strategies for Living, and we're talking winter wellness today, and just being more aware of as we make this transition from warmer weather into colder weather. How do we take care of ourselves during this shorter period of light that we all have? Sleep.
Oh.
You know, can we overemphasize? Is it possible to overemphasize the importance of good sleep hygiene, Lauren?
No, and especially not in the winter. Because the extended darkness can actually influence our circadian rhythms, right? So we actually, in the winter and during the season, we might have longer sleep cycles, which will actually change our overall sleep patterns.
you know, you and I kind of do this all year with the, because we both like to kind of sleep in the colder. So a lot of people, you know, get the blankets out.
Yeah.
During the winter months, we kind of keep them out all year long.
Yeah.
But we find ourselves using them more during the winter months.
I broke out the heavier one.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I noticed that. But but we also want to be mindful of good sleep hygiene. Things like limiting the screen time before we go to bed. Stopping caffeine, any kind of caffeine use, a lot of people, you know, need to stop that like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, because the actual average is like it stays in your body for 8 hours on average. Now, for males and females and your age and activity level, that's all going to vary. And I think we're most of us are in tune enough to know for ourselves when we need to cut it off. Some people need to cut it off early. Some people, my grandfather could drink coffee, you know, up until 30 minutes before bed and he was fine.
Right.
So,
I think also a consistent bedtime routine.
Yes.
Is extremely important. You know, trying to, and you know, during this season, there may be times where your routine has to be broken, but as much as possible, stay in that consistent bedtime routine. Right.
Yeah, and I would actually urge people, if you can, really listen to your body, because it may want to. I mean, I've noticed this in me, and I think I've noticed it in you as well, because you follow suit, that we've actually wanted to go to bed earlier. With the sun. And so to allow yourself to do that and then keep that consistent rhythm, because your body knows what it needs. And
absolutely.
So you listen to it and support it that you can.
Listen to your body and try to respond to it
and
as much as you can.
And to have patience with yourself, knowing that with the growing darkness, you may need, growing darkness and the cold, because your body is using more energy and not getting as much light, that combination of things, you're likely to need more sleep than the rest of the year.
Yeah. We promised body, and we've talked about body. We promised mind, we've talked about mind. But we also promised soul.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about emotional and spiritual wellness, too. I mean, I think this is an easy thing to get involved in if we'll just embrace it. And there are certain winter activities.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving home from the office. I happened to look to my left, and there was a lady at the tip top of her roof.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I wanted to roll the window down and say, "Get down from there." That was my, that was my inclination. But I realized she was up,
decorating, putting up the lights.
And I'm sure that's a wonderful activity. Not something that I've ever liked to do, to climb on top of my roof. But, thankfully we have a good friend. We have you, and we have a good friend of ours who loves to get on the roof. So that works out for me. But also, you love to stargaze.
Yes.
And that's, that you can do a lot of that during the winter months.
Yeah, because the skies are more likely to be clearer. And when it's cold and clear, you can see the stars a little clearer.
Yeah.
And so I think all of these that you mentioned are about ways to find joy in the winter, right?
And let's not forget about baking.
Oh, yes, of course.
Let's not forget about baking during the winter. That's just a natural time. How about some sugar cookies?
Uh-huh.
How about some muffins? You made some.
Remember, we're in balance here. We're also trying to support your immune system through the winter as well.
But you made some great muffins.
I did.
For
I made
Thanksgiving.
That actually brings up a good point. I made gingerbread muffins.
Yeah.
And ginger is a great has great anti-inflammatory and warming properties,
and
which
you
are
used,
great for the winter.
You didn't
season.
Use sugar. You used a natural.
No, I like to use dates. Dates and date syrup.
Yeah, date syrup as your sweetener.
Yeah.
And they were delicious. They were absolutely delicious. Now, let's,
during this season, of course, there are some people who keep Advent wreaths, yes, or Hanukkah, you know,
candelabras.
So there may be rituals that you do to celebrate winter traditions.
Well, and that also connects with the seasons, light and darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Those themes of bringing the light into the darkest nights of the month.
So
the
think,
year, rather.
Think about that as you do these kind of rituals of bringing light inside, bringing the external light internally.
Yeah.
Because I really think that a lot of, you know, when we read, for instance, the Christian birth stories of Jesus, which you'll find in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke.
Right.
And they really are two separate stories. We kind of shove them together and make a Christmas card theology, if you will. But have you ever read the two stories and contemplated the, you know, the that they have different things that they highlight,
yeah,
about the Christ coming into the world?
The light breaking
yeah, into the world. And, you know, those are only in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Mark doesn't have an infancy narrative, and John doesn't have an infancy narrative. So, you know, might be a special time to, you know, to read that for yourself.
Yeah.
Or watch a Charlie Brown Christmas, and Linus will read it to you.
That'll bring you joy, too.
That'll bring joy, absolutely. So, you know, I hope that what we've begun to accomplish is, you know, maybe a stretching for all of us, or more conscious awareness of moving into from one season into another season. Mm-hmm. This too shall pass, but it lasts for a little while.
Right. So yeah, how can we move into it and through it?
I'm feeling the shifts, and so you know, I hope this helps me be more mindful of what's actually going on inside that reflects what might be happening outside.
Yeah.
We'll be back here on Strategies. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
On thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. is the Living Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for a Living Radio here with Laura Leon McMillan, David McMillan on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Glad to be here with you. And how do you summarize take away from the stuff we've talked about today about winter wellness, Lauren?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important that we recognize the changing, right? The changing in the external environment and therefore within us.
Yeah.
Because we do change in response to it, whether we're aware of it or not. So I would summarize it by first recognizing and being aware. And then secondly, by being compassionate with ourselves and with others as we move through this shift and adapting, you know, adapting and integrating by, you know, maybe altering, eating more seasonal foods and nutrients dense foods, and taking
sugar
care
cookies.
Of our
sugar cookies.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
exactly.
A seasonal food.
I don't know about that.
Sugar cookies with the
moderate
little
sugar intake because
with
that could
sprinkle. Got to be red and green sprinkles on the sugar cookies. That's really holiday.
Yeah. Very festive.
<Yeah.
laughs> Bringing your joy into the winter season.
You
right?
know, I got to mess with you a little bit.
I know you do.
You know, it's just
part of your job.
Folks, you could be entertained going through the grocery store. You know, I put things in the buggy and Lauren takes them out. We could probably do a whole reality TV program. Lauren and David go to the grocery store.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Hand me that eggnog over there, would you? Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen. Home of the Godfather. Alligator. Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? Why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.